This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. We are live today. Practice just wrapped up here, and Landon Dickerson will join us coming up shortly. Excited to talk to him. Huge. Couple things I noticed, and I feel like I've seen this a bunch this year.
What'd you see?
We've been out here a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like Jalen is missing throws. And I'm not talking about him not seeing the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like routine throws, like, I don't know, 12, 13-yard outs. Like throws he makes very well, very normally. He just off. Like there was two or three. Yep.
Panic alert. Panic alert.
I don't know if it's the kind of thing where it's just he's got to get back in a rhythm and it takes a few weeks of practice. And then by the time we get to September, his rhythm is there. And when I say throws he normally makes, he makes these. He does them without problems. Like, it's a 10-yard, 12-yard out to the or a corner route or whatever. And he's just off. Like, I see the receivers having to really reach. There's a pick he threw in front of us today where he overthrew the receiver. Cooper got it. I just have noticed it a lot. It feels like he's just kind of off in this camp.
Maybe, I'm recklessly speculating like I like to do. Maybe they're trying to work on his time and getting the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker. Because last year, and I'm just going off of what we saw last year, a lot of times it felt like he held the ball a little bit too long.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he went into this season trying to get the ball out of his hands.
So maybe it's more like a timing thing and he and the receiver are off.
Yeah,
right.
Because
I'm seeing the end of it where the receiver's reaching out and he just can't grab it. Like,
yeah.
The throw is
a little off. I wouldn't be surprised if that would be what they're working on. Trying to get be a little bit more creative in the running game. We'll probably see more in the screen game. They have their bread and butter plays. They're probably trying to incorporate other stuff, other beasts into the repertoire.
Speaking of other stuff, you know what I saw a lot today? Because they were doing red zone kind of things today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was both first team and second team. And this might be a Kevin Petullo thing because he's the only difference, right? You would think it's similar offense. It's still Sirianni. It still hurts. There was a lot of rollouts.
Getting
designed,
him out of the pocket.
Well, in McKee too, right? It's the play, right? So it's not just Jalen. A lot of design rollouts. Like they were on the 10, 12-yard line, and Jalen and then McKee was next, took the snap, and they just – this is the kind of stuff that Foles used to do. I mean, it was more like Doug Peterson's offense. We saw Andy's offense has a lot of sprint outs. I feel like we haven't done much of that the last couple of years.
Yeah, trying to evolve the offense, trying to – see, a lot of times there are certain bread-and-butter plays that you want to get to or that you run extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to run them out of different formations and try to be more creative about the way that you get to them. What was the knock when – who was it? Jalen's old coach. Coach Johnson?
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson was here. When he was here, we talked about how there wasn't a lot of stemming, a lot of motion. There was not a lot of movement.
Oh, that was a big story that
year. That was a big story. And so last year we saw a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think this is just a progression. And the reason why I'm recklessly speculating is because we only see certain aspects of practice from our trailer. And a lot of times, if we don't know the concepts of what they're trying to accomplish, it's kind of hard to glean that. So, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, envision potentially what they might be trying to do in certain situations.
Well, and to give people one more glimpse into it. So there's, if you haven't ever been to NovaCare Complex, there's three, was there three fields here?
Yes.
And they're lined up right next to each other. So our RV is at the far end of one of the fields.
Yes.
So if they're at the full opposite end, which they are sometimes, it's really far away from us. The middle one we could see a little bit, but today they happen to be right here.
Yeah.
They happen to be right in front of us here. You know, and they were coming our way, right? The goalposts were this way. So today was one of the days we could see quite a bit here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, a few polls up here on the Midday Show account. Has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? 68% on yes on this one. That's a pretty big number.
I mean, that's pretty significant.
It is.
It's coming off of last night, though. You know.
Well, it is, right? We asked maybe at the right time here, up to 40 home runs as we enter August 4th or August 5th here. Was Hugh wrong for not submitting a Mount Rushmore list? I take exception with the voting here. And Kyle's right. Maybe it was a leading question. But yes or no, Spike is a bully. You know, you could think Spike's a bully. I don't happen to think that. But you could think that and still think you're wrong for not submitting a list.
Just,
you should have submitted a list.
Just give me the numbers. What's the numbers?
59% no, Spike is a bully. 41% yes, Hugh was wrong. 41% okay. Think you were wrong.
That's a significant amount of people, uh-huh. Even with the leading question.
Yeah.
59% is passing.
Well, barely.
Barely. I don't even know.
That's still an F. Yeah. No, hold on. You need a 60 to pass.
You need 60 to pass.
We got.
You got a couple hours.
That's a failing grade.
I got a couple hours. We got time. Hey, people, get out there and vote. Spike's a bully. Get out there and vote.
I don't know. I don't know what this says about our audience, but the same percentages are locked into. Are you fully confident in the Eagles secondary? 59% yet. How is anyone fully confident in a secondary that just traded for a Raiders backup?
Why are you mad at the people?
Because I just don't understand.
It's ridiculous. Like,
it's okay to say, you know what? They've got two tremendous players back there, and the other guys, there's some questions.
I haven't seen
real
the poll,
questions.
But I can guarantee you that someone on the poll said something to the effect that we just won the freaking Super Bowl.
Well, that's peak syndrome.
You gotta love the fans.
It really is, man.
It's unbelievable.
It's anonymous too. Like, you know, don't be worried about putting yourself out there. Just vote. Vote honestly.
It's monotonous.
Yeah. Anonymous.
Monotonous.
I do think, and I said this earlier, the fact that they have two very high level players in the secondary makes it one that I'm not like panicking about. Right? I think Quinion and Cooper are good enough that they'll figure out things around them. I think this is what you were saying, that they'll patch it together. I'm just going off of last year, though. They had, like, who was the hole? Like, if you were attacking someone, who are you attacking? Slay? I guess Slay? And he was still solid.
Yeah.
That was their, or Isaiah Rodgers, right? Whoever was in the game at that point was probably their worst secondary player last season. And right now, they just have, they have more question marks at that level of the defense than they had at any point last season.
I would also say this. Say, for instance, the new guy starts. I would probably see probably maybe a little bit more zone. Maybe they're not understanding the zone concepts on the back end like they were wanting to.
You know what I'm thinking about too now?
What's that?
What was it? A couple days ago when Fangio was asked about Adoree Jackson and basically
he's like, this is the third stop.
Yeah, this is his last shot.
And I don't think he's going to. Well, with that being said, it's probably safe to say since they got a corner, he probably ain't going to make it.
They got to cut Adoree Jackson?
Maybe. You brought a corner in, Joe.
Full confidence. This is great.
You
like, what are we doing?
You brought a corner in and you flew him on the red eye. You know how hard it is to pay for get a red eye flight? Like,
they're like a $10 billion franchise.
No, but I'm just saying they had to break bread for that ticket. Hey, you need to get your ass here tonight.
Do you think it's even know about it in the accounting?
That yes, they have
they
to.
Don't. A red
only,
eye.
Joe, only you would.
They're the
Joe.
Eagles.
Red eye.
See, it's
a plane ticket.
See, the devil's in the details. And see, y'all don't seem to want to look at the details of situations.
Yo, here's
like
the detail
this.
I'm trying to give you. They just traded for a third stringer from the Raiders. And they're trying to sell me things are
and
good.
And they flew him on the red eye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a starter.
Who only you would Red even eye. Factor
what,
that
what,
in?
What are you? What Who are cares? You not?
They fast tracked the guy here.
That's a big deal.
It's from not.
That's a big deal no. from out on the West Coast
because they paid what $500 for a plane ticket. It's a
probably
big deal.
More like
it's
a thousand.
Like it's the maybe the smallest deal in this entire
hey,
situation.
How soon can you get here? How soon you want me there? You need to leave now. He didn't even get a chance to pack a bag.
Oh, he
just
has
jumped
a
on
bag.
The plane.
You make it
he sound- wearing Eagles gear.
They gave it to him this morning.
Yeah, because he just got, he ain't got no clothes. He didn't even get a chance to pack no drawers. Take your butt straight to the airport. Have your mama or your girlfriend or somebody, your significant other, drop you off. Yeah, this, we need you
this
here.
This isn't making me feel great about the secondary. If it's so dire, the guy can't get his drawers on
that's,
the way out.
That's what I'm talking about. Now we're on the same page.
You said it was okay.
We were watching the game last night, right?
You talked himself out of it because of a red eye.
No, I'm just saying. We were watching the game last night.
The red eyes got him.
And I was like, oh, we traded for a corner. But then when I got here this morning, I'm sitting out there, you know, I see Big Dom and I see the young guy. I thought he was a coach. I thought he was a young coach, like an intern or something. They said, no, this is the corner. And I was like, damn.
You thought he was an intern?
Well, because I didn't know who
he
was.
I'm supposed to feel good this time awesome. I start?
Well,
you're making me feel worse.
Full confidence.
Okay, he was an intern that looked like he'd been working out a lot.
Okay, all right. At least you got that.
But when I saw him, I'm like, oh, snap. They flew him in, like, right away. That must be a dire situation.
The red eye got you.
No, I'm just saying, man. You don't fly a cat. Like, okay, just for a frame of reference.
Now, here we go.
When I got traded. Even though I was up the street, I went to Atlanta first. I didn't come here. I went to Atlanta.
Was that your decision?
Well, hold on. Wasn't it the off season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
it's training camp,
I guess. But it's still a relevant story.
You are all over the place.
It's still a relevant story. I went home first.
Between the spin on Spike's email and this,
that was a snippy email.
We got to get Hugh back in studio, man.
No, I'm saying it was a snippy.
This guy
that was
has
a snippy email.
Lost his compass.
It was snippy. Hey, thanks for all who submitted their thingies first.
Oh, so you felt a certain way because you obviously were one of the people that had not submitted.
No, because I was, and then he got snippy, and then it was aggressive.
Can I take you through how I felt?
How?
So I was late, a little late to the party. I did not fill out one off of the first email. I kind of forgot. I actually found the second email to be a nice reminder. And then I was like, oh, I forgot. I'll do it. Instead, you took the second email as a veiled threat.
It was a threat. It was a threat. Okay. Spike's a bully. Okay, that's my story.
Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
First of all, Hugh, stand on business. That was a complete threat. You can read between the lines. Spike Eskin is a bully. He's like a chihuahua. He thinks he's intimidating, but he's not. Yeah, I mean, you let him sit there and bark at you. But you can tell. He said, go birds and thank you. When's the last time Spike was polite like that?
Exactly. Bobby? That's what Black Gritty, you feel me? That's not how he talked.
It's not how he talked. He said that so he didn't come across as intimidating the little chihuahua that he is. That's why I put it in there. Y'all ain't reading the subtext. Y'all don't listen to Hugh out here with his little ass.
They don't hear nothing I say, man.
He can read subtext. Y'all can't read.
We are conditioned.
Y'all don't do a whole lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
All right, Black Gritty, I'm going to put you back on hold. I want to finish your call. We have Landon Dickerson popping in the RV here. We'll get back to this because obviously, you know, we're just seeing the same thing differently, right? That's what this is. We're seeing the same email.
Mike Eskin is a bully.
Well, that's your opinion, but I think you're. I think
what's up with the toilet paper? I mean, not toilet paper.
I brought some paper towels.
What's up with the napkins,
well,
man?
He knows you're probably spilling all over yourself.
No, I just got done conditioning.
Joining us right now is Eagles offensive lineman Landon Dickerson, right off the practice field. Landon, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm good, but y'all didn't give me no headphones.
Oh, we'll get you some.
There's some headphones right there.
Yeah, we can plug some headphones.
Look, he's a professional.
He's done
look
this
at
before.
That. Yeah. So, Len, let's get down to business, man. I know you're getting ready for practice and everything, but how's that lawnmower you got doing, man?
Lawnmower's good. You know, this time of year is a little tough. We do get off days every once in a while. So, yeah, that's my active recovery.
Yeah, I'm saying, if you're busy or whatever, if you need me to, you know, ride the lawnmower and cut the grass.
I don't know what kind of stripes you're throwing down.
I'm just saying. So you doing the stripes now, huh? You doing the fancy.
You doing pull up the social media thing.
Okay, show me what you're working with.
I think it's on there.
Hugh, when was the last time you mowed a lawn?
Yeah, dude. Will you find your page? Let me see what the stripes.
My damn name.
I can't type. Okay, you got
apologize for my profanity.
We're used to you cussing. As a matter of fact, I like the way you break down the huddle sometimes. Have you always been a potty mouth? When it comes to being the guy in the huddle,
am I a potty mouth?
Oh wow! Wait, well, they have you're laying. Oh, you are you?
No, not this one.
You've really leaned into the grass thing, huh?
Wait. Where is that? I don't know how to work social media. Wait, hold up.
Wait a minute. But what's up with the grass?
Did you post them yourself, or did your wife post them?
My wife does. How you work? How you get it to load more pictures?
See, you talk about me. You don't even know how to use social media.
We'll find it. Ava will help us out here.
How many pictures have I posted on it? Jesus.
Well, you didn't even know, apparently.
I guess not.
No, I see you with you laying in the grass. So you're doing the lines, right?
How can I not find this on here?
Yeah, Hugh, I got to tell you. I think I've seen these photos that he's talking about. You're not ready.
No, dog. Look at this lawn. Like, Joe. Look at that, though. That's a beast.
No, but you got to get the lines. That's what he's talking about.
Yes, it's the stripes.
So, okay.
I don't even know where they are.
We're here to talk football.
It might be a picture on my phone that I think.
Yeah, we're here to talk football, but.
Football's on grass.
So the lines, do you have to change the level of the blade to do all that?
So, no. So, it's actually just which way the grass lays.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, when you mow, like grass, you know, you can it goes back and forth. So,
yeah.
It's lighter when it's going away from you. So, if you look, it's like a light stripe and then a dark stripe.
Uh-huh.
So, the light stripes, if this is a grass blade, it's laying that way. If it's dark, it's leaning to you.
So is it the direction you go to get it to look
yes.
a certain way?
Yes, but it has to do with the sun, too, because it's just a shadow. That's all it is.
See, Hugh, you're not ready for this. No, you're going to mess up his lawn.
I wasn't.
See,
because
if you want to get real professional, you go out there, you get a little, you get the app that tells you where the sun's going, because the best is going to be when it's perpendicular to the sun. Well, I guess parallel, sorry.
See, this is what happened. I remember when he got the lawnmower, this wasn't the lawnmower talk that we were having. He's grown into this.
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Seriously.
Yeah, I grew
up on this. You've always had the high-powered, expensive lawnmower.
Oh, no. I always knew how to do the stripes.
Okay.
No.
But the lawnmower took it to the next level.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like the quality of tools you got, you know what I mean?
It makes things
turn out better.
I hear you. And see, I had it wrong. See, he's been doing this forever. He ain't new to this. He's true to this.
Yeah, so my advice would be maybe let Hugh sit on the lawnmower, but don't let him mess up your lawn. I mean, he's going to ruin the whole thing. This guy.
It's like, you know what? It's grass. It grows back.
That's right, it does. All right, Landon. Camp, we're at that stage now where it's like, all right, the preseason about to start here. It's another practice today. Where do you guys feel you're at? New offensive coordinator, again, new play car. Feels like we do this every year. But, you know, Kevin's been here a while. Where do you guys feel you are as an offense this far into camp?
Yeah, so the thing is, and I've kind of said it before, right, like each team has a one-year expiration on it. I know you come out here to camp, you see, you're like, well, it's all the same name, it's all the same people. I mean, even though we lost a lot of people, have, you know, new coaches, players, staff, everything, it's still a new team, it's still a new identity every year. So, you know, from OTAs to the start of camp till now, it's really about figuring out, you know, what is our identity as a team, as an offense. You know, Kevin's been around here since Sirianni was here. I think he has a tremendous knowledge of the guys that are here, the group of guys, and kind of how to form them into the best offense possible. And, again, we're still, you know, I say pretty early on in the camp here, and we're very specific and very detailed when it comes to installing plays and concepts and making sure that we go over everything. So, you know, we don't even have the entire offense in yet. but we're working, you know, we're installing every day, but we're making sure we don't just like, you know, here's the whole playbook, you know, figure it out today. Yeah, we'll discuss details later. Though for us, it's going into every meeting, sitting down, breaking down these plays, the defense you're going to look, you know, if we're checking anything, and just making sure that once that play goes in, we're detailed on it, and then we can build from there.
You know, I don't know if you know, but there's a guy around here, Elliot Shore Parks, that's charting plays and everything. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, for the last couple of days, Jalen hasn't looked as sharp. So my question to you is this, Landon. How much, as fans, can we glean from the practices that you're having out there and the accuracy and consistency that the quarterback has?
So here's the thing I think people should understand about camp is, you know, there's part of camp where it's you're coming here to get better and refine your skills, and there's also parts of camp where you're trying things out, right? So there's a lot of times we go into some of these drills, and if I want to change my pass set or my, you know, footwork or something, the best time to do it is in practice, because there's an old saying, I don't know who told me this, but is don't make shit up on game days, right?
Yeah,
that'll get you in trouble.
That's profound.
You know, I don't analyze quarterback play probably how you guys do. Again, I think Jalen's doing a tremendous job. I think he came out today, did well. Our defense has been doing well. And I think seeing that competition back and forth, and, you know, you come out one day, maybe defense gets better of you. Well, that gives us some fuel for the next day to come out and say, hey, offense, we got to pick it up. We got to come out here and execute today. And it's just competing every day back and forth.
Tell us about how Tyler Steen is doing. It feels like he's the guy now, right, at right guard. That's been the one spot in your line last few years that's moved around and changed a little bit. But Tyler's been here, and now it feels like his shot to really play and start for a full season. Where do you notice him and his development?
Yeah, so I think Steen has done a tremendous job as just kind of growing up as a player. And I mean, you know, you look at it like once guys get to the NFL, you're a grown man, all this stuff. But, you know, a lot of times these are kids coming out of college. They got a lot of things to figure out about, you know, how to practice, how to conduct yourself as a, you know, professional athlete. Because I know in college a lot of times there's a lot of support systems. And the NFL has that too, but you're not getting babysat anymore. There's nobody going to tell you to go do this, go get treatment, go get extra work. And I think for him, he's finally, after the years he's been here, every year he's kind of grown and figured out, like, this is how I have to conduct myself as a player. And I think from last season to OTAs till this season, he took a tremendous step in upping his game and figuring out what he can do to come out here and be better and compete for this job.
We're talking to Landon Dickerson, our Eagles offensive lineman, after practice. Landon, what have you noticed with the growth of the guys up front on defense, the guys you got to block every day? You know, we've had a lot of those guys in here with us the last 10 days or so we've been at camp. Morrow yesterday, Jahad Campbell. I mean, it feels like the youth you guys have up front on defense, linebacker and defensive line. What do you notice in trying to block those guys on a daily basis?
Yeah, so, you know, I think, I mean, obviously everybody kind of saw last year the young talent that we had up front there with, you know, guys like Morrow, with Jalen Carter, with Nolan Smith, with Jordan Davis. And, you know, they're young guys, but they're executing and they're playing at a high level. And I think that, you know, having Coach Fangio come back and, you know, everybody doing a little self-scouting in the offseason, coming back, and, you know, the looks that they've given us is a little different than what we've seen from them in the past. And I think, you know, it's props to, you know, Coach Fangio and those guys for understanding, right, you have great players, and let's put them in a great scheme and make it even tougher for everybody, right? It's, you can line up guys, you know, one-on-one to rush all day, but you start throwing in defensive schemes and stuff, and I think they've just done a tremendous job of, you know, taking great players and putting them in a great position defensively.
You know what, Landon? Morrow Jomo told us yesterday that you guys share information. And I was a little bit jealous when I heard that about pass rush.
Yeah.
And how to get better at pass rush, because I can tell you, when I played, we didn't do that. It was about trying to go out there and win the day and look good for the camera. So yeah. So where did that come from, and why are you guys so eager to, like, share that information?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to, you know, we understand that we want to be the best team possible. So, you know, if we're going against each other and I see you doing something that, you know, you're projecting something in your pass rush, you're giving away a move, or you only got this one move that's real easy to defeat, right? For me, it doesn't help me if you're going to do the same thing and I can beat it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to help you in the game, right? Because if I can see it, there's other offensive linemen out there that know it too. So, you know, it's sharing back and forth. And, yeah, I want to talk you through how to beat me, because if I can make you better, then when game day comes and there's another guy out there, you're going to be able to beat him. And same way, so we always we're taught there is that competition, right, when we're pass rush going against each other, but there's also the aspect of, yeah, we're on the same team.
Iron sharp as iron.
When Sunday comes, right, yeah. It's like, I want you to be, you know, the most dangerous guy out there, and then they give it back to me, same way.
Landon, great stuff. We appreciate you hopping in, man. Good luck this season, and once again, congrats from last year. And if you need someone to help you with the lawn,
I got you, dog.
Hughes offered, man.
Yeah, I need a resume, right?
I gotta work on my grass cutting skills, but I'll get back to you. Give me a couple months, because I gotta work. Yeah. I gotta perfect my grass cutting skills.
Yeah,
give me a couple months.
Just bring back a little portfolio.
Portfolio.
Yeah, just show me some pictures there, then we can work on it.
All right, sounds good. There he goes, Landon Dickerson, Eagles offensive lineman. All right, coming up, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday show live from Eagles camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.